Obviously, these are special readings for St. Lawrence. And the first one is about generosity and care for the poor. And this Paul, talking to the Corinthians, he's taking up a collection for the poor in Jerusalem. If you were Jewish and you became a Christian, you usually were just thrown out of your family, thrown out of everything, and you didn't have a lot of money, probably none. Also, that's the Mother Church. So the whole world of believers owes a huge debt to the Mother Church. And that may, you know, with all the persecution in Jerusalem, the church set up its headquarters in Rome. But it'll probably go back one day where it belongs, to Jerusalem. Maybe sooner than we think, too. So it's all about generosity with material things. And saying, you know, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. And so, you know, let everybody see what they can do to help the poor. And now, you know, that's got a rather large extension because so many people are out of work. And they may not be poor, but they're getting there and they're frightened. Suppose you were the father of a family and you hadn't had a job for a long time. And how do you care for your family? And so that he's speaking here about honest care, some kind. And that's why the gospel, the psalm, you know, the refrain that we all said, blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Now you lend, and maybe people will just pay you back by praying for you. Whatever, I'm somewhere where people are going to start coming up and asking for money. I try to keep something in my pocket for their dignity. I don't have a lot of money myself. They're not going to get rich that way, but I also, when I give it to them, I say, now pray for me. And they all promise to, and I bet a lot remember. The gospel that the church picked for this is the gamble of dying for the Lord. We have his word, you see. But if it dies, this grain of wheat, it produces much fruit. If it preserves itself, it's just a hard little seed producing nothing. Which means, even in our own life, if we're not martyred, we still have to let go. Let go of status, let go of money, let go of revenge, let go of... We have to die. That's unfair. Well, I don't know. I mean, the Son of God did it. And we are part of that law that death gives rise to life. Huh? First, in the person themselves. Whoever loves his life loses it. How many times have you seen that? Somebody hanging on to everything. And they turn out to be so superficial and so preoccupied with it. I can still remember. There was an ad in the New York Times, I don't know how many years ago now, and it said, be daring, wear a blue suit to work. That's daring? I mean, how silly. That's a courageous move. I'm going to wear, instead of a brown suit, I'm going to wear, which I guess is the uniform in New York. I'm a New Yorker. Wear a blue suit. Be courageous. Countercultural. Wear a blue suit. I mean, come on. Whoever loves it loves his life, loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Now, how do we hate our life? Well, we don't commit suicide. But we don't surround ourselves with all the comfort and all the protection and all the whatever. We don't need all that. And so we have to figure out, Lord, what does that mean for me? What is it going to mean for me today? Should I write off a $25 check to the someplace to help the poor? Or at least go someplace and give some? Or what should I do to implement this gospel, you see? And whoever serves me, that's us, must follow me. But where are you going? I'm going to Jerusalem to get crucified. And you want me to follow you? Yeah. Now, you know, the guys who were with him, they followed him for a while. But then when he got arrested, man, they all split. Why does the Word of God tell us about the infidelity of the founders of the church? So we'll be encouraged. If we blow it, we can always go back and ask forgiveness and start again. And he's all right with that. And so, just pray today that we know what ways does the Lord want us to lay down our life today. And there'll be occasions. I don't know what they are. Don't even know what they are for me. But they'll be there. And that's why we hold up a man like Laurentius. There he is. Man of flesh and blood like the rest of us. Risking everything, you see, to witness to Christ and to protect the poor.